Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, everyone. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I thank you, dear friend, for listening to our podcast, Your Place of Grace. Today, I want to talk with you about thankfulness. The title of this message is Choosing Thankfulness Glorifies God. You know, we live in a very miserable, unhappy world these days, don't we? And I would encourage you to listen to my previous podcast from just a couple days ago called Choose Joy. Choose joy. And then come back to this one and listen to this one about thanksgiving, about thankfulness once again. One key to staying full of God is, and this is from Romans 1, verse 21. It said, neither were they thankful. So to magnify God is to glorify Him. And in light of this truth, consider this verse in Psalm 69, verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. So glorifying, magnifying, and thanking God are all interrelated. They're intertwined. In order to glorify God, you need to be thankful, dear one. As you are thanking God, you're reminding yourself of what He has said and done in your life, which magnifies Him. As you think on the Lord in this way, He becomes bigger and more powerful in your life. In order to truly magnify and glorify God, you must be thankful for what He has done for you. Dear one, unthankfulness is one of the blights of our generation. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, and then verse 4, tells us this. In the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Oh my. Being unthankful is listed right there next to being unholy. It's mentioned in the same list as blasphemers and lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Does that describe our society? Or what? Huge amounts of the population today are unthankful. It's the truth. They simply don't remember or acknowledge the goodness of God. Being thankful involves memory and humility. Dear ones, you can't be thankful without remembering the good things that have been done for you. A proud person doesn't believe anyone else has helped him to do anything. They've accomplished everything they say on their own. They don't acknowledge the contribution and help of anyone else or anything else. Their attitude of, I'm a self-made man or woman, that's just rampant today. Very, very few people remember what God has done for them. Psalm 103, verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. So God commanded you not to forget, because He knows that you will if you don't make a decision to remember. That's why the Lord instituted the different observances in the Bible, like communion, Passover, and other special feasts. This is why Also, memorial markers and piles of stones were erected. Altars. It was to stir up the people, to stir up their memory of the things God has done on their behalf. See, you can't function without memory. Your memory is one of the most powerful faculties you have. A couple weeks after their wedding, a certain man and his wife were in a terrible car accident. The woman was driving and the man was asleep in the back seat. He survived relatively unhurt, but she almost died. Although she pulled through and recovered, she lost the last 12 months of her memory. She remembered her parents, her name, and everything about herself up to a year before the accident, but everything after that was now gone. Those previous 12 months had been when she met, fell in love with, and married this man. Although she didn't remember him, everything told her that this guy was her husband. She went home with him, but didn't remember him. They tried to have a physical relationship, but she just couldn't handle it. And finally, they had to break up, move out, and start courting again because she couldn't maintain the relationship without her memory. If you couldn't remember, just think what it would be and what it would do to your life. What would it do to your marriage, your kids, your work and church situation? You can't function without memory. And yet, very few people remember the goodness of God. In order to maintain the things God does in your life, you're going to have to be a thankful person. You need to constantly go back and rehearse your victories and the encounters you've had with God. For some Christians, every day is a brand new day with no history. When they get up in the morning, they aren't sure whether or not they'll be serving God by that night. It just depends on how things go during the day. Well, you know, they don't want to disown God. They desire to remain faithful, but they can't guarantee that they will. And God forbid that they get into a compromising situation because they just don't know for sure what they're going to do then. But my life is the exact opposite. I make it a point to remember what God has done in my life. I am thankful. I am so thankful for all that He has done. Isaiah 51 verse 1 says, "Hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look unto the rock from when you are hewn, and to the hole of the pit where you are digged." At the same time that you're looking at the Lord and seeing your position in Him, you must also remember the pit that you crawled out of. If you did, it would change the way you act. If I woke up one morning and Satan put pressure on me to renounce God, I could not do it. Why? I have a history. I have a history with the Lord God. I have a history with Jesus. And I now have decades of wholeheartedly seeking Him and serving Him. If somebody came up to me and tried to get me to deny my Lord and Savior, I couldn't. He's been such an important part of my life for so long now. But there are some folks who wake up each morning having forgotten everything the Lord has done for them. I remember when God reached down into the gutter that once was my life. I was a drug addict. I was an alcoholic. I was involved in all kinds of sins of debauchery. I was what many people, many in my family even, considered a lost cause. But dear one, with Jesus Christ, there are no lost causes. Jesus went to that cross to die for you and for me, bearing all of our sin, all of our sins, past, present, and future, bearing all of our shame and guilt. Jesus on that cross bore the punishment that you and I deserved. He bore the hell that we deserved. And in exchange, he gave us his righteousness. In exchange, he made you and me, who have received him, he made us holy and spotless and righteous in the eyes of an all-righteous, all-holy God. I am so thankful. And I think back on that day when I gave Jesus Christ my life. I still look back on that. And I still live in thanksgiving each and every day. Do I have rough days? Oh, yeah. But by the end of the day, I still remember to repent of my negativity and selfishness and self-pity. And I thank God for saving me, for saving my soul. Let me ask you, are you glorifying, remembering, and being thankful for what God has already done in your life? Are you? Or are you just driving down the street hoping that the devil doesn't put a temptation in your path because you don't know if you'll make it or not? Loved one, there's something very powerful about going back, looking back, rehearsing your victories, and being thankful to God for all that he has done. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, what's holding you back? I ask you today, please, don't waste another moment of your life on foolishness and on sin. If you've blown it, if you've sinned terribly and you think you can't possibly be forgiven because you've been so rotten, I felt the same way until someone told me, and it made a world of difference. Hey, when you've sinned so terribly, when you've blown it so badly, don't run from Jesus, run to him. Run to him now, dear one. And for all the sinful things I have done, cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. With my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. And in my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. And he is alive. This very moment now, I make Jesus Christ the Savior of my soul. And I receive him as the Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am now washed. I am cleansed. I am forgiven. I am healed. And I am reborn. I will live for you, Jesus, and serve you all the days of my life. I'll never be the same again. And I thank you, my God and my Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, dear friend, if you've prayed that with me, contact me through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Email me. Click on that contact tab and say, Tony, I prayed that prayer with you, and Jesus is now my Lord and Savior. If you'll do that, I'm going to rejoice with you. And I'm going to send you an email in response to encourage you. But even more than that, I will send you, free of charge, postage paid, a free resource through the mail to help you get started with this walk with Jesus. Hallelujah. Go to church next weekend. Ask God to lead you to just the right church. You need to be part of the family of God. Get plugged in to a wonderful local church. There's lots of them out there still. and ask God to lead you to just the right church for you, where the Bible is preached and where the people love God and where they love each other. And dear one, I love you. I praise God for you, and I do pray for you guys during the week. And if you would, please go to Apple Podcasts or whatever platform you listen to us on and give us a 4 or 5 star review. 5 would be best, granted. And write us a short, nice review. Be nice. Thank you so much. I don't take you guys for granted. Thank you for listening. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And as we approach this Thanksgiving holiday this year, may the Lord be gracious unto you and always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May he give you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, home, relationships. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.